VP candidate. You know what I'm saying? And I be seeing all over the internet and all over the media thing, like Hurst this, Hurst that. If Hurst ain't doing it, well, Hurst showed y'all today that he can compete with the elite quarterback. So keep him in that conversation, please. I think he did enough to stay in that conversation.
You know whose voice that is. That's the voice of Slay saying keep Jalen Hurts.
Big play.
In that elite con- Are we got any play. News on Big Play, by the way?
I don't know. He probably ain't going to play this week. I ain't heard too much from it, so he probably... Probably not playing.
Sirianni did allude to the idea he was going to have an MRI, so we'll see if news comes out on that. And they'll practice today, so we'll find out if he's a practice field. I'm going to guess not with the groin injury. So there's Darius Slay said, keep Jalen Hurts in that elite conversation. Well, if he plays like he did on Sunday, he'll work his way back there. 215-592-9494. This hour, sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. Seth Joyner joins us at 11. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll unveil our quarterback rankings in the NFC right now, our top 5. Where does Hurts rank? Is he in the top 5? And this, you know, a week ago I would have said no. Now we'll get to that coming up here. Of course, your phone calls. Do you expect this version, the Sunday version we just saw, Jalen Hurts the rest of the season? Steve is up next on WIP.
Hey fellas, how you doing?
Good, Steve, what's up?
Well, listen, I have a problem just generally with Jalen's pre-snap reads, or what I like to call pre-snap decisions. It seems to me like in most cases, when the defense is not disguising their coverage and is playing pretty close to the vest, it's easy for him to make a completion, get a first down, move the chains. But when the defense is disguising their coverage and he can't get the ball out in 2.5 seconds, it seems like it's a disaster every time.
So, Steve, I felt a lot of what you're saying before Sunday. So Sunday, for the first time, I thought he was very decisive. The whole thing felt different Sunday. It reminded me of him 2 years ago where he was dictating more to the defense rather than the defense dictating to him the way it felt early this season.
I would agree, but how often is that going to happen in an 18-week season? I mean, there's going to be defenses that realize that he's making his decision based upon the read that he's getting before the snap, and if they disguise their coverage well enough, it's going to be an interception or worse. I mean, that's the reason why he had so many turnovers.
Steve, can I help you out a little bit? Because you long talking a little bit, dog. No disrespect. But this is a week-to-week thing. And I understand what you're saying because you're looking at Jalen's work as a totality, in its totality. But in the NFL, and anybody that's ever played, you have to look at it on a week-to-week basis. And if you're being honest with yourself in your assessment of him, he's gotten better every week. So I understand what you're saying when you talk about all the stuff that has happened before. But Jalen, if you're looking at it from the time that we got out of the bye till now, Jalen has gotten progressively better. That might help you out a little bit in your assessment of Jalen Hurts.
I agree. I can't deny that. And I'm happy to see that as a fan. I mean, I'm on the Jalen train. Don't get me wrong. We don't really have much of a choice at this point, considering how much is invested in him. But elite, I mean, you're seeing quarterbacks that have gone to Super Bowls, that have lost, that have come out of it, and have gotten obviously better. Take Jared Goff. He's getting that ball out in 2.5 seconds or less on every single play, and he's got the highest completion percentage of any quarterback in the NFL. If you can't read the defense that quickly, you are not an elite quarterback, and that's my point.
Can I help you out again,
Steve? Well, it makes it hard to be. Yeah.
And Jared Goff also was a man that took a team to the Super Bowl and got traded the next year, and then the team that he was traded from won the Super Bowl. Yeah. So he had to learn from that. So Jalen is still kind of young. So, again, I hear what you're saying. But I think that, especially at that position, we have to give the quarterbacks a little grace. Now, Bryce Young. He's considered not a good quarterback.
Well,
right
same
now.
Thing with Richardson, the same draft class.
Yeah, he's not considered a good quarterback right now. It's tough when you come in and you're like on a roller coaster. Geno Smith. Like, give him a little bit of grace. That's all I'm saying. I'm long talking now. Just give him a little bit of grace. He is playing better.
I appreciate the grace, but, you know, I would take Jared Goff's position on the Detroit Lions over Matt Stafford's position on the Rams. And if you take a look at Baker Mayfield and you look at
Wait a minute. What now? You would take what now?
Goff over Stafford.
I would take Goff and the Lions over Stafford and the Rams. Any day of the week right now.
Well, I would too, yeah.
Any day of the week right now.
Yeah, right now, yeah, because he's better right now.
He's playing better right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and Steve, and I think to and Steve, good phone call. to your point, Hugh, it's not.
This is a week-to-week thing.
It is. And at 26 years old, like you mentioned the golf comparison, Jalen could be better 2 years from now than he is now.
Yes.
But we're, like, this also doesn't mean he's going to be great this year, right? It might
take a little time.
It might take more time.
But I would say if I had to place a bet, and this is the funny thing about Jared Goff, the year that he took that Rams team to the Super Bowl, Jared Goff is not a bad quarterback. He was never really a bad quarterback.
Oh, I agree. I've always been a Goff guy.
He's just been a guy who whatever. Think about quarterbacks like this. There are certain offensive coordinators that when they think of their quarterbacks, they need certain things from them. And if that quarterback doesn't fit that mold for them, they're immediately cast off.
Yep, yep.
Baker Mayfield's a perfect example of that. Baker Mayfield has resurrected his career in Tampa Bay.
By the way, as we, a few minutes, we're going to rank the top five quarterbacks of the NFC right now. Did you know, but I didn't realize this before doing this morning, he has 21 touchdown passes.
Dude.
It's October.
This is
Baker Mayfield.
That's why I employ everybody. When you look at quarterbacks, I understand we look at it differently. We all look at it differently. But do yourself a favor and you'll save yourself a whole lot of stress if you take it a week by week. Because I hear a lot of times people say, well, yeah, but last week he didn't do this. Okay, you have to get comfortable. It's just like anything, lifting weights. When you start, if you start out on the bench lifting 225 and it's a struggle, maybe you should back it down a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what they did with Jalen.
That's what Kyle and I did. We started at 225, we backed
back
it down.
Back that weight down a little bit.
I started at like 300.
You had 350.
No, that's what I'm saying,
right.
Dog. You got to back that weight down a little bit. And what we're doing on this offensive side of the ball, we backed them passes down. Back that thing down a little bit. Work your way up
now,
to that.
But you said it's week to week. That's why I'm not ready today to say I expect that play Sunday. I know you do.
The but hell that, if I don't, I'm trying to get in Louisiana.
Yeah, see, now it's an agenda thing.
It's always an agenda. I have an agenda.
All right, let's hear from Ray Dittinger. He has no agenda except to give us some football takes, especially on the Eagles. Here's what he said the other day about Jalen Hurts and that test Sunday against the Bengals.
You know, I did look at this game as a really good test. Not that I thought that the Cincinnati defense was that great, but there was a lot at stake here. And Hurts came out and was just terrific. I mean, beyond, his numbers were really good, obviously. But, I mean, beyond that, just it was just the way he looked.
Yep.
I mean, the way he just was so in – the only way I could put it, he's so in command of everything that was happening out there. He was very comfortable. The line did a terrific job in protecting him. And he was just in complete command. And every time he was just on point with his throws. His timing was great. He was very comfortable in the pocket. He moved when he had to move. He didn't look skittish. He wasn't trying to force anything. He just kind of let it come to him. And just watching the game, it was like, and any time he wanted to get the ball to Brown or Smith, he did. You know, it was just like, I mean, targeted 13 times, and they made 11 catches, which is remarkable production to wide receivers who were running they weren't running dink and dunk routes.
Mm-hmm.
He never put the ball in harm's way. He never felt like he was pushing it, which earlier in the season I thought he was, which sort of accounts for a lot of the turnovers earlier. He was just trying to push things sometimes when they weren't there. Not yesterday.
No, it wasn't. Not on Sunday. 215, I agree, right? 215-592-9494. All right, let's grab Jeff in Wilmington then. Hugh and I are going to rank our top five quarterbacks in the NFC right now. This exercise was way more challenging than I thought. I wrote 13 names down, and then I had to parse out the top five of the 13. The way I view it, only three teams in the NFC right now have really, you know, poor quarterback play. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
So what I think has to happen is, well, I believe that Jalen's going to be close. I expect him to be close to what he was Sunday. It's not going to be like that every game. We take, as a whole, as a fan base, I think we tend to put the gold jacket on him after a great game too soon and then trade him after a bad game. Like that it's been going on for 3 years now. People are so up and down with this guy. And I think he's really rounding into this new offense, and it took time. I mean, we always say that without any preseason games, the first four or five games of the season are kind of like preseason games. So, you know, the expectations, while they're high, you got to temper them a little bit in the beginning of the season.
Well, especially in a new offense, Jeff. I mean, that it's one of those things we talked. It's funny, like we talked about it all summer. We kind of knew it was a reality, and then once the game started, we were like, "Well, that does, he doesn't need any time. He should be fine right away." And then he wasn't, and we got upset about it. When I think the reality is, that first month was getting comfortable in the new offense, and now he looks more comfortable.
there's a whole lot that goes on like that one guy was just talking about, his pre-snap reads. Well, if he's basically going on just the time that it takes Jalen to get the ball out, there's a lot of other factors that involve just being able to read what's going on, throwing the ball quick. I mean, you got the different types of routes that they run. Are the guys open? There's all kinds of things that go into that. So I'm not going to bash him if he doesn't get the ball out in 2.5 seconds like he's supposed to, like every single time. That's ridiculous to think that.
Yeah, and then look, he's also a mobile quarterback who's going to try to hold the ball to move too. So I think it's a reality of him, Jeff. And Jeff, we appreciate it. I never expect Jalen to end up as one of those quarterbacks that gets the ball out in 2 seconds, right? Like that's now, can he knock down the? It's one thing to not do that. It's another thing to hold the ball for the longest of anyone in the NFL. Mm-hmm. There's got to be that middle ground. All right, Hugh, let's hit this. We decided before the show today, like, all right, Jalen's playing better now.
Do we get a football music, Kyle?
How well is he playing?
Thank you.
And at first we thought we were going to rank him among all quarterbacks. But like, you know, let's keep it to the NFC. Because the NFC, and Hugh, I think you realized this as you were doing your rankings, the NFC has gotten deeper with quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're not bad. It's some pretty decent quarterbacks.
Yeah, the way when I wrote down the names, I wrote down 13 names, and then I tried to move it to the top five. I only think three teams in the conference have bad quarterback play. Everyone else is either decent or good. So I'll give you my list, Hugh, and then you take us through how you did yours, all right?
Okay.
The only thing that I wrote down right away without much thought right now is Jared Goff is playing better football.
I mean, that's probably a given.
Than anybody in the NFC.
Yeah, that's probably a given.
I have him as the number one quarterback in the conference right now. Obviously, he's got great weapons around him, good coach, but he's playing the position really well right now. Goff at one. Number two for me, his numbers aren't quite what they were last year, but he's been pretty consistently good ever since he stepped on the field. I have Purdy at number two. He's my second quarterback in the NFC right now. Number three. I have Jaden Daniels. I mean, like, I know he's a rookie, but my goodness, he's played at a superstar level the first 2 months of the season. He has a 70% completion, obviously the Hail Mary last week, a lot of rushing yards. Jaden Daniels, number three. At number four, he doesn't have the numbers, but I think a lot of that was he had zero of his receivers for like 6 weeks. Now they're both back. I put Matthew Stafford at number four. Now that he's got Puka and Kupp back, I think he'll do more what he did last week. At number five, I put Jalen Hurts, you. After last week, I put him into the top five in the NFC right now. If he plays like that, he will continue to be top five. The one I struggled the most with was Jordan Love, because I like Love a lot. I knock Love down a peg for two reasons. He's got a lot of picks this year, and he's hurt again.
Yeah, he hurt.
So it's two injuries now. I don't know when he's coming back this time. But, Hugh, before you give your list, I thought about Kyler. He's playing very well again.
Yeah.
I thought about Baker. He has 21 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Geno Smith leads the NFL in passing yards. He's having a good season.
Yeah.
Cousins is obviously a good quarterback. So I put them all one notch below. So I went Goff, Purdy, Daniels, Stafford, Hurts, my top five in the NFC right now.
You know what's funny? I this is not, to your point, as easy as I thought it was. I went by divisions, like the Eastern, West, and South, and all that stuff.
Yep.
And I ranked them in their division first.
And then you pulled them out.
And then I pulled them out. And it's funny because looking at the West – The worst quarterback to me in the West is Geno Smith.
And he's not bad.
And he's not bad. And it was hard to put this list together. So, to your point, Jared Goff is the best quarterback right now in the NFC. And that's saying something, because I don't feel like Jalen, when you talk about their body work so far, I don't think Jalen's far off from Jared Goff. So just let me quit long talking to get to my list. I got Jared Goff as number one. Number two is because I've seen a little bit more of these games, and I've just watched the evolution of this quarterback and how this city has transformed this man in such a short period of time.
Kirk?
I was showing Joe the videos, guys, the other day. Kirk Cousins, what he had to say, we run the trap, this is my trap, something. And I'm like, does he even know what a trap is? Like, Kirk Cousins has embraced Atlanta, got him playing well, they might win the division. So that was my number two.
He is playing well, yeah.
Number three. This was a tough one because, to your point, I was like, this young man is probably the best quarterback in his division right now, the way that he's playing. Like, a body of work had a lot to do with the way that I assessed my quarterbacks, but I could not deny what this young man has done for this franchise in a short period of time, how he's invigorated the city, so much so that I got cats calling me trash talking, can't wait till we go down there and play them or come up here and play them. I had to go with Jaden Daniels.
So we both had Daniels three.
He was at three. And of course, and I know that this guy has been polarizing at number four. But I feel like from what I've seen in the past of him and where he's at now and where I project him to go, that it was no question I had to put this guy at number four. That's Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was number four. This one's going to be a little controversial because I feel like, I mean, he's still a decent quarterback, but like I said, in that West, you're looking at it, he was the number one guy in this division for me. But when I look at all these other quarterbacks and the tumultuous season that they've had, Brock Purdy's my number five quarterback.
So we shared four of the top five.
Yes.
Different order. So you had Cousins in, I did not. I had Stafford in, you did not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Cousins is close. I mean, ever since that bad week one he had, he's performed very well off the Achilles. It's a deep conference. I mean, like, neither of us mentioned Dak, who's having a down year compared to last year. But Dak's obviously a solid quarterback.
And not only that, Joe, when I look at these quarterbacks, outside of the young guy that put in, they've all had up and down seasons at some point. They've all been considered not good at some point. And they're resurging. That's why, for me, this is not zero sum for Jalen. And I feel like he's in a – to be comfortable in a place where only thing you got to worry about is playing football and you feel like you're locked in, that's where I feel like he is right now. I feel like he's locked in.
Well, look, if he plays the way he did on Sunday, he'll stay in this top five. He'll rise up the list. Kyle, we need your reaction to our list here. So I went Goff, Purdy, Daniels, Stafford, Hurts. You had Jalen at number four. I had him at number five. Not an easy list to make, the way I viewed it.
It's not. When I was thinking about it earlier, I was like, wow, there's actually a decent amount of like solid top-end QBs in the NFC right now, besides Brock Purdy. I mean, we're still doing the Brock Purdy thing.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy is not... Brock Purdy stinks.
Trigger warning.
Oh, stop.
He's not good.
He's
not good.
He's obviously good.
No, he's not. He's not having a great year. And
I agree he's not having a great year, but he's a good quarterback.
I would take Kirk over Purdy. I'd take Stafford over Purdy on my team right now. I'd still take Jalen Hurts over Brock Purdy right now. Brock Purdy cannot get it done.
All right.
Tired of Brock Purdy.
Where would you rank Hurts if you had to ballpark it? Top five? Would he be in your five?
He would be in my five.
Would he have been before last week? Because he wouldn't have been for me.
He'd probably be like 15.
Last week was a big jump up.
Yeah, well, maybe not 15 in the NFC, but...
Oh, in the league, yeah.
Yeah. I think he's squarely... I liked Hughes' list, honestly.
So Hugh had him at fourth in the NFC?
Yeah, and I would put Stafford at five. So I'd probably go Goff, Daniels, Kirk, Hurts, Stafford. No, Stafford, Hurts. So maybe, yeah. Hurts five.
I think these rankings obviously are fluid each week. It depends on how they all play, but it's a good look into what could happen in the conference. Because in 2022, when they made the Super Bowl, I thought Jalen was the best quarterback in the conference, and then they got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Purdy's off the list.
215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Do you expect Sunday's version of Hurts the rest of the season? Hugh does. I don't quite expect that level, but I do think Jalen has turned a corner here. OG Wade is up on the Midday Show. OG!
Fellas, what are you doing today?
How are we doing today, bud?
You are your list, but let me just...
See? We got
his phone is a disaster.
I know. Maybe we can get OG a new phone.
You need to GoFundMe for
that. You got that
phone for OG.
Yeah, we'll get I'm excited for OG's call today, but we got to make sure we get that phone squared away. Will in the Northeast, his phone's ready to roll. What's up, Will?
How y'all doing?
Hey, Will.
All right. Listen, man, I'm on board with Jalen, man. I never left Jalen. You think what I'm saying? The only thing I said for Jalen to do is what he needs to do to improve him being a better quarterback. To get uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Learn a whole different set of offense. And that's what he's doing now. They showed it last week. And all I need for Jalen to do, man, and you know, one thing I want to say about Jalen, that's what sparked his ego. Everybody always compared him and Joe, right? He had to beat Joe just to show him that, listen, I'm in the same league as you, but maybe just a little bit better. And he proved that Sunday that maybe he's just a little slight bit better than Bo. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to give him that because he got the win. So now all I want him to do is to stay consistent with what he's doing right now. But what I really need what everybody to do, especially the coaches, man, because this winning season depends on the coaches. Y'all could grind me up and say, oh, it's the players, Will. But like I keep saying, if you don't, if you're not calling the right plays and you're not preparing for these other teams, then you subjected to go to have a disaster season. But this is what I want to say, and I'm a land, right? My man is going to have a great season. You know what I'm saying? Once they start keying in on these opposing teams, Jalen is going to have a good season, man. All he got to do is follow the script, stick to the script, and go to the old Jalen. And I believe you tapped back into him. You tapped back into 2022, Jalen. So go ahead and let's bring it home, baby.
Well, I like that, Will. Good phone call. Yeah, I mean, look, if he plays like he did Sunday, this train's going to roll. They're going to win a lot of games the next 2 months. And I think they'll be a top two seed in the NFC. If Jalen plays like he did Sunday, they could be a top two seed in the NFC. OG Wade, he got that phone squared away. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today? Is that better?
That's much better. What are you thinking today?
All right, just let me give you my five. I know y'all ain't asked me for it, but
I would have
Goff first. I would have Goff first. I would have Jalen second. I would have Matthew Stafford third, Jaden Daniels, and Kirk Cousins. That would be my five right there. But let me do this here. With Jalen, I've been saying this since, obviously, I've been saying it. We just need to be patient with this guy. You know what I'm saying? And I keep saying it, and I guess it's redundant. I guess it sounds very elementary, but whenever you change your offense, you set the quarterback back. He starts over. Now, he still has the talent that he has, but all the quarterbacks that y'all naming that's better than him besides Jaden Daniels, these guys been in their systems for 4 and 5 years. That means something. That means that quarterback knows that system very well. There's no, you know what I'm saying? There's a difference there. And I don't know why ex-players don't bring that up more, but it's valid. You know what I'm saying? And I guess it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you're seeing the product right now. You're seeing Jalen Hurts evolve out into that and make, like he said, he has to make Kellen Moore's offense his. It can't be Dak Prescott's. It can't be Justin Herbert's. He has to take that and make it his. So that's what we're watching. Now, we're going to be impressed, and let's get straight. Jalen will have another bad game in his career. He will lose another game. He will throw more interceptions. So if everybody looking for him to play at this level now, that's not sustainable. So if you're going to if you're with him, be with him. If you're not, get rid of – don't be with him right now, because you're not going to see the Jalen you've seen on Sunday every Sunday.
Oh, we agree, OG. How about that? So you stay on that side, Hugh. You stay on that side. Okay? If he has a bad game.
No, if he's good.
I'm just kidding.
With his consistent play, I demand that out of Jalen, and I'm sure he demands it out of himself.
I'm sure he does too. OG, you know, yeah, right. And good phone call. I'm surprised there. OG acknowledged that he will have a bad game again. And he didn't have him number one in his power rankings.
I am shocked he did not have him number one.
I'm floored. And him and I see it similar. That we can't expect that every single week. That's a lot. Hugh Douglas over here seeing things, you know, all weird. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll talk to Seth Joyner coming up next. Do you expect to see the Hurts we saw Sunday the rest of the season? And we'll get into the latest nonsense, and it's always nonsense, with the Sixers and Joel Embiid all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off, buzzer beater, place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94.